Microphone, please. Microphone.
Извините.
I apologize. Thank you for giving me the floor, Madam President. I'd like to make several comments in light of what was said in the room and make some general comments. First of all, I'd like to once again draw attention of colleagues to the fact that we are members of the Conference on Disarmament. Therefore, this means that our mandate is to work on disarmament. And when we talk about disarmament, my delegation believes we're talking about arms control and non-proliferation as well. All other questions related to gender balance, the participation of young people, interaction with non-governmental organizations, and the preparation of different documents based on the initiatives of the UN Secretary General. Now, all of these questions are not something that the CD has the mandate to do, and they have no direct relationship to our agenda and to disarmament. What we must be doing here is to deal with disarmament. In other words, how to ensure international security through the reduction of nuclear weapons, conventional weapons, how we can verify the remaining weapons, how we can guarantee the non-proliferation of the most dangerous weapons. All the other questions are secondary and not really important for the work of our conference. And I'd like to stress for the work of our conference. Yes, of course, they are important on the global scale, and other bodies are dealing with that, the General Assembly, but our forum should be focused on disarmament. This is why we have been insisting, and we will continue to insist, that we need to make a clear separation between meetings that were held on questions on the agenda and other meetings that dealt with issues that are not really part of the conference's mandate. Now, we also heard words here that referred to the CD as a forum for deliberations. And I'd like to stress that it is the Western countries that took all their efforts to turn the CD into some discussion club. And that's what they have been doing for the last 10 years. And in order to confirm that, I simply would like to refer you to the reports that were made by the CD over the last 10 years. Now, on the question of lack of agreement on the program of work this year, once again, if we are completely honest and if we have a direct factual reflection of the situation in the report of the conference, then we must say in the report that the draft program of work based on last year's document that was presented by the Chinese delegation, the Chinese presidencies, with a very small amendment that was made by the Russian Federation that referred to the need to continue the work of the CD in the direction of launching negotiations and therefore to implement the mandate of our forum. All of this work was blocked by Western countries. That is a fact. We will not insist on the reflection of that fact and the document, at least at this stage. Third point, the distinguished colleague from Canada took the liberty to say that Russia sent an unequivocal signal that will prevent certain countries from participating in the work of the CD, those countries that presented a request to be observers. I'd like to ask the distinguished representative of Canada to be very careful when making such statements. And if he indeed has a confirmation of that fact, when, under which circumstances, how the Russian Federation sent such an unequivocal signal, I would like to say with full responsibility that Russia never said during any of the meetings that Russia is planning to block the participation of any of the countries that sent requests to become observers. We were in favor of the consideration of such requests on an individual basis, as was done in 2019 on the initiative of Western countries. And Western countries were against our proposals. And this means that those were the countries that prevented us from considering requests to become observers. And that is also a fact. But at this stage, we will not insist on the reflection of that fact in the final report of the conference. And my last point. There were many references made here to the report of 2021. Yes, this is one of the possible documents that we can use in the preparation of this year's report. But we also have reports from 2018, 2019, 2016, 2017. I'm not even saying that the history of the reports of the CD is a very long history, almost 50 years of reports. So I'm not sure why we should make a reference to the 2021 report. But I understand the approach made by countries to simply overlook or forget about what was contained in the reports of 2018, 2019. Of course, it's not to their advantage because those are the countries that established a new practice. Those are the countries that insisted on removing from the reports any reference to the presidencies. Those were the countries that were insisting on a very brief general reflection of questions related to the agenda. I would like to say clearly, we cannot work in this way. We cannot create a reality in the past and just make believe that nothing happened in the past. But that did indeed happen, and our delegation is going to insist on remembering what happened in the past. This simply doesn't work. It doesn't work in the CD or in the international arena. It's not possible to bomb Serbia and forget about that as if nothing happened. It's not possible to turn the situation in Iraq into chaos, something that led to hundreds of thousands of victims, and then pretend that nothing happened. It's not possible to occupy part of Syria and make it look like that is not nothing is happening. It's not possible to create chaos in Libya and to create a catastrophic situation, bomb the country, and then pretend nothing happened. To say that this is all forgotten, that it's not possible. This is something that doesn't work on the international arena. This doesn't work in the CD. We will insist on taking into account of all of the proposals that were made by Western countries in the preparation of this report, and not just use the report from 2021, but also use the reports from previous years. This is the approach that we used when we prepared our comments to the first draft report. Thank you.